warm welcome to Fishbowl Inside. This is episode number 46. It's a new year and it's a new fishbowl activity in 2022 because it's the World Games year. And as always, it's a great pleasure to have with me our co-host, our Secretary General. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fishbowl World.
And as we have learned from the last year, the episodes with the most viewed and the most really downloaded content, these are the episode with our fishbowl stars. And that's why we have a special guest today. And it's Steffi Danecker. Hello, Steffi.
Hi. Good morning.
Steffi, it's a pleasure that you're with us. You just finished the Women's Women's Champions Cup, of course, and you won the silver medal. Congratulations to that success. Maybe you could give us some impressions of the Champions Cup in Calw.
Yes, well, event in Calw for me also. It was my last event for the Calw and as player in the fishbowl world. And yes, it was really cool.
Yeah, I said it in the beginning. It's a pleasure to have you with us. You are one of the most successful fishbowl players worldwide. You have a very special career, full of titles, full of victories, full of emotions, but also, I would say, full of injuries. But before we come to that, maybe you could reflect your career. You started playing at Calw, I guess, at the age of 15.
Mm-hmm.
You moved from Böblingen.
From Böblingen, yes.
Right. To Calw. And maybe you can give our viewers and listeners an impression of your career, the biggest victories and the biggest successes.
Okay. Yes, I play fishbowl since I am 2 years old. I start in Böblingen to play fishbowl, and then 2007-08 I go to the TSV Calw. Yes, and the wonderful moments was 2014, the World Championship in Dresden, the final against Austria. I think the game is 2.5 hours. 40 degrees. I was really broken after the game, but it was a wonderful moment at all. Yes. And then my time at Dookie was really cool.
Fishbowl for you is family business,
yeah.
I think. You're the father of your grandfather already played fishbowl.
Yes.
So you mentioned you started very early, but it was not the only sport you tried out.
No.
Handball also played another important sportive action in your career. But at that time, sometimes you had to decide whether to become a handball star or a fishbowl star.
Yes, it was, I think, 2014 too, before the World Championship in Dresden. And yes, it is fishbowl.
For me, fishbowl is also very special. And I feel with you why you decided for our sport in the end. But why you decided for fishbowl instead of handball? What was the game changer, let's call it that way?
The family time, that's all. Family time, friends time. It is different to handball, and that's awesome. That's really awesome. Yeah.
Awesome is a good word. And you mentioned your time at Duke. I guess it was in 2017.
16 and 17. Yes.
Already time is flying. And for listeners to give them also that information. You moved from Germany to Brazil for a couple of months, and you played the former World Cup with Duke, and of course you finished as first and won the title in Duke, and I still remember very good because I was also part of the organization, and it was my first international event too. What's different compared to Germany in Brazil, especially in football?
Mm-hmm. The temperament, I don't know the English word for that. Yes.
The emotions.
The emotions on the field, yes, right. This is grateful. This, the Brazil, these emotions, yes. Yes. Yeah.
And the way how to play, is that also a little bit different? Different tactics, different attitudes?
It's just the emotions. Yes. It's just the emotions.
Interesting to learn that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the future. Unfortunately, injuries have played a major role in your career, and that's why you took an important decision at the end of last year or the beginning of the new year. This would have been, should have been, the inaugural women's competition at the World Games. I can already see the tears in your eyes.
Yes.
Because you will miss it.
Yes, I miss it, really. My knee is broken. I can't play anymore for the two years yet now, and yes.
So the minutes you have played yesterday have been the last minutes forever?
Yes.
That for you?
For the next 2 years now, first of all. But maybe in 2 years I play again, but I don't know.
Hard to learn.
Yes, really? For me too. For me too.
This finished a great career, and if you look back, you mentioned these four world titles, world championship titles. You talked about Dresden and this first important game for you. Could you pick one of the events which was the special for you beside Dresden, or it was just the start? The first world championship title is always the best title.
The first was. Really awesome for me, myself. But the last World Championship, now in Austria, in August, July, I don't know. It was for me and my football game, the beautiful title. Yes.
Did you already know maybe it's the last title you win as an active athlete?
Yes.
So to look again back in the future, what's coming up? What are the next milestones for you in sports or in your life in general?
Oh, in life, we are building a house at the moment here in Pfungstadt. That's the next step here with Sebastian. And football, I hope I could be coach from Pfungstadt or Kalf. Or something like that, yes.
Maybe a career on an official side, also on the national or international level? Would that
maybe.
Be something you would like to think about, to give back on that level? You have so many experience.
Yes.
We need players like you who really perform so well on the field of play, and to get and integrate your knowledge mm-hmm. in the future also, that would, I think, help Fizzball as well.
Yes, yes, yeah. For the next few 2 years, but in 5 years, maybe, international coach, yes, I hope for. I hope so, yes.
So, I guess it's plenty to do in Fizzball, and I'm looking forward to see you again in a different role in the future, and thank you so much for being our guest. Congratulations again to your career. And
thank you.
To your silver medal yesterday. And
yeah, we always finish our episodes with, and don't forget,
together
we are
Fizzball.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich, geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.